The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. We have a couple of guests in the studio today. We have Kelly Jo Ossentoski with the City and Chamber in Harbor Beach. And we also have Tom Donnellan. We're going to be talking about this weekend in Harbor Beach. The trucks are a-coming to Harbor Beach this weekend, and a good time to be had by all. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
First of all, it's the Harbor Beach Truck Show. How many years have you been doing this?
This will be the fourth year for the truck show.
And it's growing?
Absolutely.
It's alive! It's alive, like the old Frankenstein movie. It's just growing. And it's right downtown on the main drag.
Yes, the downtown streets will be closed off for the trucks to be parked, and all visitors or anyone that wants to come check them out up close to come on down and walk the streets and get up close to big and small. There'll be all types, vintage pickups, doubles with trailers.
Yeah. Large trucks, small trucks, semi-trucks, we accept them all. It started mainly over big, large road trucks, semi-tractors, but it's grown to all kinds of trucks.
And what time do people show up? How long does this event run?
The show begins at 10. Registration and lineup for the trucks themselves will be at 9. The show runs from 10 till about 5:30.
So it's a daytime activity, good for the whole family, and you
yes.
still have the evening to yourself.
Correct.
Right. Terrific. And it's so far, it looks like good weather Saturday.
So far, it looks fantastic.
So far. You never know with the weather, people. But so far, it's sunny and 79 to 83. Probably a little cooler right along the lakeshore, depending on where the winds are coming off. But a perfect day to
If it's sunny, that
there.
Little breeze would be all right.
And then all the people who bring their big, beautiful trucks and don't have to keep wiping them off when something comes down they don't want.
Oh,
except for
nice.
Maybe a seagull or two.
We've been lucky over the years. We've dodged quite a few rain jobs. We've had rain in the morning. The guys had to wash before they went in the show. But luckily, we've always turned out okay.
About how many trucks have you been averaging? Say last year, as you're going into this year, you say it's growing.
I'd say 60 to 70. We have a few guys that get in late, and they may be on the outskirts of the actual downtown show. But
because it sounds like that would take a lot of space, especially if you've got full rigs there.
It does.
People.
We're lucky enough to be able to close, basically, three ways of major highway. MDOT has allowed that for the day show.
Basically the huge T intersection at the
yeah.
end of 142 and a little bit north and south on 25 there.
Correct.
So you're in the heart of the town.
Absolutely.
I imagine the businesses as part of the chamber, of course, take advantage of this, let people know what they have to offer there.
They do. Several of them will have food available on the streets. Last year we had a couple that did brats and hot dogs and that kind of thing for anybody to purchase. Others have specials in the restaurants. So they try to take advantage of it and make it eventful for everyone there and offer what they need.
Suppose on that day they call them truck burgers or something.
That's a good idea. They should have a trucker special.
Yeah, trucker special. And put a little thing truck stop here. The people come from all over Lower Michigan, you were telling me before the show?
Yeah, we've had people as far down as Toledo, Ohio, Southern Michigan, Grand Rapids area, Northern Michigan. We may have had somebody there from the UP, but mainly the Lower Michigan area.
And people with a lot of the fancier trucks, they schedule their summer out, so now you're becoming a stop on their tours.
We would like to think so. We'd hope so.
Okay. I understand you're even going to have some tow trucks coming up from Detroit?
Yep. Just got a call yesterday for registration on two large tow trucks out of a Detroit towing company.
Not so. Coming up here to tow stuff away, are
you? You never know.
But these are working trucks. Some of them, you know, like the ones from Detroit would be working trucks.
Yes.
But some of the trucks you have there are simply for show. They're chromed out and beautiful, and some of them are just nice trucks that you see on the road
yes.
doing their business during the day.
I would say trucking has changed over the years. You know, years and years ago, you might not have seen as much chrome, but today guys will be running trucks that look like show trucks every day going down the road, and those will be coming. And there will be some older trucks that guys have maybe retired. Maybe it was their first or second truck in a family business. They've kept it in very good condition, and they want to bring it out and show it off that day. And they deserve the credit for all the work they do.
Because like car technology, truck technology has evolved a lot, and you get to see some history in them older trucks.
You might see a little more smoke on an older truck. Today's emission standards on the newer trucks, they don't smoke, do not smoke as much.
Okay. And what should people do? They just come downtown and walk, or is there other things going on?
They're going to want to come down, park on the outskirts of where the street is blocked, or the parking lot behind the bank and Smalley's.
Because you're going to have city parking available that normally through the week is filled with other things, but on the weekends it's a little more available, and you can let them park in there.
Correct. And, you know, and I know a lot of them do take start on one at park on the street and just start the show right there on that end and walk through it. So they can walk through, check things out, ask questions, get a close-up look at whatever they want to. Most of the owners are very good about showing the inside of cabs if they want, and how things have changed and what's new. And they're there to answer questions.
Is there an etiquette to this? I mean, obviously these people put a lot of time into there. You just don't put your hands on the truck or anything. Car shows normally they're standing around with gloves on because they don't want to get the acid from their sweat on the car. But is there an etiquette to this? You should always ask before you touch, before you do things like that.
I would say it's very similar to a car show. A lot of times the people that own the vehicle will be sitting in a chair behind it, answering questions. People ask them a lot, you know, anywhere from what color paint it is or who did this or who did that. And sometimes the guy will have the hood open or the door open. So that kind of lets you know that it's okay. But then some guys will have the door shut and locked, and they don't want anybody going in. But everybody's pretty darn friendly, and, you know, they're crowd pleasers, I guess you might say. I know I've talked to a lot of the owners. They'll stay right there by the truck all day and just talk about trucks and all the stuff they've done and where they've been.
Is this something the kids really get into? I mean, you take a kid and you see this humongous truck, and the eyes just got to get big to where you see all the whites around the eyes. Is this a great thing for the young kids to partake in, or is it more for the people into trucking?
I think it's both. I look at it as when I see the kids walking around and looking at the truck standing next to a tire and seeing how large it is. It's kind of an educational process at the same time to teach them about maybe a little bit of truck safety and that kind of thing. The kids do enjoy it. They get excited about it, and especially when they get to sit inside the cab on a couple of them. We did add some kid activities for this year. I know the vendors will have a few things for kids to do as well. But we did add some face painting this year. So Sparkles is going to be there. She's a wonderful face painter. Does the whole face, you know, makes it into a different character.
They're not going to turn them into Transformers that look like trucks.
depends on what they come up with for the show. But she'll be at the Murphy Museum along with some inflatables for the kids to enjoy. So there's things for the kids to do as well as the adults other than just the trucks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You have the big semis. You have pickups. You have vintage trucks as well. These are people who have taken an old truck and either restored it to when it was new or really spiffed it out to be something that it never was off the showroom floor, but is really something to look at. These are all the different kinds of trucks that you've got coming?
Yes, I would say we'd have nostalgia-type vehicles. We'd have older trucks that would be restored to exact condition of the day they were bought new.
And your grandfather might remember picking up and taking out to the farm.
Very much so. And then I would say you have some radical customs, stuff you may have never seen before. You know how they in the car world, they call it rat rod, where it's more of maybe rust, a primer color. You know, anything goes, and you'll see some of that there, a little bit of that.
Haven't gotten into the monster trucks yet,
though. No, we haven't seen some jacked up lifted pickups, though.
Yeah, I know. Some people like to lift them up, and I don't know how they keep from tipping over sometimes, but that's me. But, because people really just love this type of activity. They like to take the things to extremes and some of this stuff, and then different. They love to show it off.
Yeah, it makes it fun.
Okay. Now, I understand that there's also going to be some music for this event.
There is. Last year it went over very well. We had a couple bands, so we added a couple bands again this year. Two country bands, Shotguns and Violins, will be taking the first stint on Saturday morning, early evening. And then we have Rye Whiskey that will start at 2 o'clock and go until about 5.
And about where is this going to be, or should you just follow your ears?
Follow your ears for the most part. They will be just south of the light. There's a grass lot on the west side of the street. That's where the band will be set up. There'll be some picnic tables for people to sit down and relax, take a break.
You're not going to be the first ones to use that stage that they've been working on so hard in
Actually,
Harbor Beach.
Actually, we are.
You're going to be the ones to debut it and test it out before the Maritime Festival.
I believe we are. That was the last I heard, unless things have changed.
That's what I've heard, that we're going to get the new.
Well, and all the townspeople can come out and see all that you guys have created, because I understand that a lot of work went into it. It's based basically on a trailer for a truck.
Absolutely.
It's like a transformer. You mentioned transformers earlier. It's supposed to be a fold-up portable version.
So it unfolds to be a stage and all the fixings.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a patented idea by Ron Rubel, correct?
Well, you know, and it's nice that you can move it around. You can put it there for this event, and then, you know, for the Maritime Festival, they may put it in another location. And so it's handy rather than just building one that's stationary and you got to do it there and there's no ifs, ands, buts about it.
Right. It'll be nice to have one that's easily movable and quick move.
It was a lot of work last year. We set it up, took a long little bit of time to set it up, and then we had to get it out of the way to open the streets up. So this will be very nice to be able to use this.
So you need to get one of those stickers that you give to the truckers who come and participate, and you put it on it, and you put first. Because you got to use it first. Okay, you also mentioned there are going to be some vendors there for truck and trailer parts and such. That's a big part of the people who do this type of work. Is it basically for those who bring the truck, or do you find a lot of people who are maybe thinking about getting into restoring or spiffing up their truck utilize this type of information as well?
I would say all the above.
Yeah, there's going to be a little of everything for the most part.
We'll have the local truck dealers from Detroit, Lansing, Saginaw area come up here, some of the major manufacturers, and a lot of the local residents are their customers. You know,
when you're talking truck dealers, you're talking the big semi trucks, you know, because truck dealers we have around here for pickups.
We also have pickup dealers coming.
Okay.
There's one that's coming.
It's all right to mention, I can say names, right? I'm hoping that I'm going to say Kenworth, Peterbilt, Freightliner, all the big names, Western Star. But their donations to the show help pay for the band. And they come up here and give away hats and t-shirts, and throughout the day you'll see kids walking around with a brand new hat on, and you know they got it from the booth over by the main intersection.
Well, and it's just good to be at a place where the people there are interested in your specialty.
Yes. You know,
because not everybody is out looking for a big truck, but at a truck show like this, everybody's thinking trucks. And it works out well.
We're a big farming community. And we all know what happens in the fall. We see trucks everywhere, from sugar beets and all
the
harvest.
We hope we could see some newer ones on the road. They drive by and you cross your fingers. Are they going to make it to the plant to unload or not?
Oh, there's been a lot of improvements made over the years in safety standards and
Yeah,
technology.
I know. They do inspections and stuff to make sure the brakes are fine and the lights work and everything else, because it's safety for everybody on the road.
We're lucky that way. We have our... Right in here in county, we have two people certified to do that. They do a great job. I think they watch over us pretty good. So you'll see. They were there last year.
Yes.
So our local law enforcement, commercial motor vehicle officers, checking everybody out, making sure they were there safe and sound.
By having them local, it doesn't mean we have to wait for the state to come up, which is a lot more to do on interstate freeways and such rather than the back roads of Huron County.
Right.
Okay. If people are interested, if they have a vehicle... Still time? How do you do this?
Of course. You can just show up. A lot of people start showing up at 7 to 8 in the morning. You can hear things starting to rumble into town. I'll be standing on the street helping close the street down, and you can hear all kinds of noises coming from all directions. Well, three directions anyway, I guess.
And the community has been supportive, even if there's a lot of loud trucks moving in early in the morning.
Yes, so far so good. We try to do the best we can not to... or any local businesses. All the local businesses are open, and they're there to serve all the patrons and people coming and going, truck owners and participants.
Do you get other people coming into town? A lot of these types of events draw vendors who may not have a business downtown or be in trucking, but are there other things that come around, crafty type of stuff?
Not typically.
Not typically.
Unless a few of the farmers market people are there on Saturday, that might be in the. If they are, they would be at the Murphy Lawn. I haven't heard whether or not there's any coming. I think last year there was a few that showed up for the truck show.
If you're driving south back out of Port Austin and you hit Harbor Beach and you find, hey, I got stuff you have to sell.
Exactly.
You can become part of it.
I haven't seen the Sunglass Hut yet show up.
Or I haven't.
That could happen at any time, you never know.
You know, they got to be cool sunglasses if it's going to be for truckers.
Yeah, good point.
I understand there's something that goes on out of North Park with the barrels.
Oh, the barrel train.
Yeah, the barrel train, North Park uses the barrel train, so it's going to be downtown for Saturday for kids to take rides on the barrel train through.
And explain a barrel train, because it can conjure up a lot of different images in a lot of people's minds.
It's barrels cut out and put on wheels for kids to sit inside of.
So they put seats inside, empty barrels, and what pulls it?
A small tractor.
Small tractor, okay.
There's seat belts, of course, all safety precaution in place.
So there'll be a place for the kids to get on that. Probably that's going to be close to the Murphy Lawn where the other kid activities are taking place.
And they're not blasting out like Roll Out the Barrel or something.
Oh, no. No, there's other music that's going to be playing.
Oh, good. So if people are going to be coming to Harbor Beach and to go elsewhere, they're going to have to detour, correct?
Yes, they will.
But they will be established and people will be stopped and told you need to go around here to get around.
The detour signs will be up.
Because when you're taking them roads on a weekend, you're diverting some traffic for sure.
Yes,
absolutely.
Nice sunny day on a Saturday, you will be inconvenienced and one or two people, but we try to communicate the best we can, and the detour is short, and make it as easy as possible.
And you have roads around the area that can handle the traffic and the loads and such, so it's not you're not driving down somebody's, you know.
No.
Subdivision street with M25 traffic, because that would be that would get you the complaints probably.
No. County primary roads really close, and the streets of Harbor Beach work great.
One of the things you mentioned in here is apparel. Yeah. Are we just talking hats, or do you have like shirts for these events
and such? There'll be shirts. DHD will have their trailer there with shirts, hats, mugs, all kinds of different things for sale.
I didn't know if there was, you know, the Harbor Beach Truck Show shirts out there somewhere.
Not yet.
It's a good idea. We're thinking the calendar possibly next year. Take pictures of the trucks this year and then make a 2017 calendar to be sent out. And then, but the truck show shirt idea would be great.
Well, I just thought, you know, if you start collecting, you know, from year after year after year, you got them all. It would be cool.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have you sit in on our next planning meeting.
Oh, no, you don't want me. I have expensive tastes. You don't want me. Do we have caviar? Because I know truckers just go to every place that has caviar.
Exactly.
Yeah. Local truck stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so you've got giveaways, you've got the apparel, you've got the vendors out there for the trucks, parts, and services, and you've also got the local businesses that will be open. You'll have restaurants, you'll have food and all kinds of other things going on there that they can check out while they're in town.
Yeah. Well, Darlene's Fashions is actually having their re-grand opening since they moved. So all the ladies can go and check out Darlene's while they're in town, too. So
I wonder if that'll be trucker apparel. Maybe not.
Probably not trucker apparel, but
a little fancy for me.
Well, you could have jeans with trucks on them or something. I don't know. All right. So it's a full day of activities. 10 a.m. until 5 or so in the evening. Stop on out to Harbor Beach and enjoy all they have to offer out there. And also gives you a chance to see the town.
Some people
have cottages and stuff, and they drive through, and they don't stop to see all the stuff that is going on.
It's a beautiful town. Lincoln Park is absolutely awesome to go and check out, which is just down the street from the show.
Lincoln Park. People come up and think of Lincoln Park. They think of the city in Detroit. But, yeah, it's for the Judge Lincoln, and they've made it beautiful down there. Waterfront.
Yes.
Off of Trescott Street?
Correct.
Yeah,
I'm not totally out of it. I know Harbor Beach. Clark Ramsey comes in here enough and quizzes me.
But no, if you haven't been down by the beach in the last year or two, that'd be a really good spot to come. You know, make sure that'd be one of your stops when you come to Harbor Beach. Check it out.
Yeah, I was there for the ribbon cutting, and I saw how beautiful they made it, and they were still talking about other things, you know, plantings and stuff to come in. So that's a wonderful spot, to a nice beach, plenty of it, and there's playground equipment for the kids and all kinds of stuff. But the place to be is on M25 and parts of M142 this Saturday for the Harbor Beach 4th Annual Truck Show.
Correct. That'd be great. It should be an awesome day for anybody that wants to stop down.
Terrific. Well, this isn't all Harbor Beach has to offer during the course of the summer. You're from the Chamber, and you sit there and you go, okay, we got this weekend planned. What about next weekend?
It's kind of hard to plan anything around everything that's going on in Harbor Beach. I'm like, when can I get out of here? Anyways, yeah, the following weekend on the 25th starts our lighthouse tours for the year. Those tours run from 9 to noon every Saturday through September.
And you go down to the harbor. I believe Jaylen supplies the transport out to the lighthouse. And you extended the hours this year, didn't you?
We moved the hours a little bit, extended a pinch to kind of accommodate a few more people.
Because the boat can only hold so many before you're bailing.
Exactly. So, yeah, tours start at 9. Actually, the first tour goes out about 9:20. You can make reservations online at theharborbeachlighthouse.org. And that's your boat ride out to the lighthouse, a full guided tour. You can stay out at the lighthouse as long as you want, until the last boat comes back.
And they've worked hard on the inside. It isn't just seeing the lighthouse from afar or from the water. You go in and they have furniture, clothing, all types of things from the era when people were manning that lighthouse.
It is completely refurbished, and then of course we have the replica of the Fresnel lens that went in last year, so it's now lit. And there, this year the fog building is going in. They're putting the old fog building replica back out there and building that to make it more exactly how it was originally.
Except you won't be standing there when that foghorn blows and say goodbye to your eardrums. I don't know how any lighthouse keeper out there couldn't have been deaf by the time they ended that summer. Because we get lots of fog and those things are loud and you're standing right next to
right.
it.
Mm-hmm.
So that happens. People can go online and they can make reservations. Or if you're just coming up for the day and you didn't make reservations, you can check.
See if there's any openings
and see how many
they try to
out.
Keep a few openings every Saturday for walk-ups. So, okay.
And that runs through most of the summer.
That runs through September, all the way through the last weekend of September.
Maritime, even usually. Through Maritime, you do it?
Maritime actually is extended hours. They'll have tours through 3:00 on July 9th.
And again, these are all weather permitting because if there's a chop even in the harbor, the break wall is pretty safe as far as taking your boats out, but even that can get a little bit of a chop in it.
It can, and so it is. Every week is definitely weather permitting. They're not going to take anyone out if it's not safe.
And there is climbing, so it's technically not ADA approved at this point because you do have to climb ladders and such, and if you're unable to do that, you got to keep that in mind.
Absolutely.
Hate to see people go all the way out there and find out it isn't ADA and they can't make it out there. Because a lot of this attracts people, to remember things from their past. And that takes you back quite a ways when you've got lighthouses.
Exactly. Great point. Okay. Speaking of the Maritime, that's coming up. It's July 7th through the 10th. It begins Thursday night on the 7th with our big bocce ball tournament. And of course, we have our jet ski races on Saturday.
Do you have a company that comes in and do this, or do you do them your own?
H&R Block in Harbor Beach heads it up and does all the planning for that and sponsors it. So that's their baby to roll with. It's a lot of local people that come in to race their own jet skis.
So again, these things are people's pride and joy, and they love to take them out and show them off.
It's a good time. It's fun to watch.
Good viewing from Lincoln's Park and the Judge Lincoln Park and the Trescott Pier and all of that stuff because you're right there.
Right. You can stand on the pier and watch the race right there next to you on the water. So it's fun.
They allow camping? Are you still camping down at the...
They are. There's rustic camping right on the beach.
Wow.
Really?
$100 for the weekend.
What a bargain.
Yeah. You can check in on Thursday and then check out on Sunday.
There you go, Craig.
Mm-hmm.
That's becoming more popular every year. So.
And half the time this occurs during the ugly homecomings, so I'm like,
it's not.
Here we go. Not this year, okay. But you got the bocce ball tournament, you've got lots of music, and they will be second to use the stage.
Yes. Yeah, there's they have all kinds of different bands that will be there. The schedule is all on the website at themaritimefestival.com if anyone wants to check out the exact list of when bands are playing and who they are and what type of music they play.
And this weekend, I assume, is probably something that gets sold out pretty quick at North Park, so you have to check around about accommodations now.
Right.
Don't wait till the last minute, because the longer you wait, the further you'll have to drive to get there.
Exactly. Yes, it will definitely be a full park at North Park that weekend.
Well, there's Wagner to the south, and there's Stafford to the north.
Correct.
And there's hotels and other things around, so
yes, there is.
You can check around and find accommodations, so no excuse.
That's right. No. There's always a place. We'll find a place.
Yeah, hot dog eating contest I see coming up in that festival.
Yes,
there.
That is quite hilarious to watch. I've never taken part,
yeah.
And I don't plan to.
Is it just the dogs, or do you have to eat the bun, too?
The bun as well. It's
oh,
the whole thing.
Dear.
Oh,
dear. Because the bread is what slows you down.
Oh,
I'm sure there's lots of tricks to winning that contest.
Well, I'm sure you have to get the slipperiest condiments you can find. All right, your kiddie parade as well?
Yes, they do a small kiddies parade. They can bring their pets and dress them up if they want. It's kind of neat for the kids to see them get excited about it.
Is it something that the parents may have to walk along if Fido is a little large and will be dragging the kid along?
That might be a good idea if Fido doesn't... listen very well.
Some of the dogs are big, and some of them, you know, it's you just watch them walk the kid.
And they do judging at that, cool. Typically, so they make it fun for the kids.
You got a volleyball tournament, I understand.
The volleyball tournament will happen on Saturday. Yes.
That is something
that's
co-ed
on the beach.
Something you should pre-register for, so you know how many teams are coming, and you can set up the schedule and all that good stuff.
Right. All of our tournaments like that, the volleyball, bocce ball, and the cornhole tournament, you can register online at themaritimefestival.com. And
how many do you need for a team? Because it's different in volleyball. Sometimes it's four, sometimes it's six. It all depends
on... I'm not sure what their rules are for that.
It'll probably be on the website, though, as to how many you need to register.
It should be.
Okay.
And if not, I can find out.
Okay.
I haven't been asked that question.
Like I say, some are lighter than others because... size of the field and how big the volleyball place is.
Right, and so it's right on the beach, and all those tournaments are limited as to how many can register. And I know our bocce ball is already filling up, so.
You mentioned it, and I'm afraid to ask. What's a cornhole tournament?
Cornhole is you like your beanbag toss game.
Oh, and the bags are filled with corn.
Yeah, or beans or whatever.
Okay.
They call it the cornhole. I guess the people call it all different kinds of things.
Yeah, it's not as bad as it sounds.
No.
Okay. Well, I was not trying to go there, but I did have no idea what that would be.
It's good for all ages, too.
It is. It's easy for anyone to play. You just have to toss a beanbag of some filled with something. Maybe it's beans. Maybe it's corn through a hole on a board.
And you get points for how well you do on certain things and how far away you are and...
Right.
Winner gets corn today, I guess. But you've also got food there, steak fry, fish fry, all kinds of things going on as far as food. You've got the places in town to eat. You've also got things going on as part of the festival itself.
Yes. Yeah, and this year's steak fry is actually going to be held at the American Legion Hall, not at the tent down by the beach. Make it a little more convenient for them to be able to prepare the food and serve it.
Wow.
So, but that's on Friday. The fish fry is on Sunday. And then in between is your vendors and...
The fish fry is down at the beach? Or
yes,
is that,
it is.
You're going to scare the fish away. And you're going to sit there, they're cooking my cousin. I got to get out of this area.
Does the school still help put on?
The Zion does. Yeah. Zion Lutheran School does the fish fry.
You got a frog jumping contest? BYOF? Bring your own frog?
You bring your own frog, correct. Anyone can bring their own frog and see who gets to the end of the race first.
And anything that looks like a frog? I mean, you know, we have toads.
Frog,
we
toad,
have toads.
Yeah,
I mean,
anything like that.
You know,
I don't, I don't think anyone's going to turn a toad away instead of a frog, so.
Well, they could say, look, this thing's got a skin problem. You gotta do something before you get the other frogs.
You're probably not going to win, though, if you bring a toad to them.
Probably not.
They don't tend to move as much as the other ones, especially if they smell grease frying for frog legs. You got a conservation exhibit as well out there?
Yes. They'll have their conservation exhibit there. It's hands-on for kids to go and touch different things. I know last year they had live snakes that kids were holding.
Oh, gosh, have to have live snakes and kids together. That's a natural.
So, and that display will be right next to the large tent this year. So I know that. But the kids kind of have fun going and seeing the different things.
If you want a money raiser, next to that, put the hand sanitizer station. 5 cents a pump. Because the parents will be going, you're going to wash your hands after touching that.
Okay.
And so that's the big weekend for Harbor Beach
that
in the
is,
summer.
That's our largest weekend for the summer. It's our big festival that's multi-day. Most of our other events are one-day events. So.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And after that, you've got Eggventure Day, I see, coming up in August.
So after July, we go into
August. You have a little rest after the maritime festival.
Well, the city does. We do have the OLLH festival. That's the end of July.
Nice.
So Harbor Beach doesn't necessarily take a rest, but the city does.
Kelly does. Kelly gets to take a break.
And so then we go into Eggventure Day on August 13th. This is a brand new event this year. And that is basically going to be an agriculture farm education day. There are local farmers that are lined up to bring their big farm equipment downtown. Again, the streets will be closed off just like the truck show. And we'll have a couple bands there. There'll be a few exhibits, demonstrations. And then the other part of that, there's going to be Storm the Beach 5K that morning, which you can choose to do the Egg Fit part of it, which is farm obstacles included.
Cow tipping.
There you go.
So that should be very interesting this year. Probably
let
the first year
slip
doing
a pool
that.
In there, or you're gonna have the 5K run really fast.
There'll be a free movie called Farmland showing at the theater throughout the day, mm-hmm. And there's also going to be two farm tours, one at a dairy farm and one a beef farm. There'll be buses loading from Harbor Beach and taking you to the tours and then bringing you back.
And that's really kind of neat because, you know, in this day and age, you know, farmers are very closed with their facilities. They worry about germs and, you know, their cattle is their livelihood,
right,
and such.
Right.
To have that opportunity, don't take it lightly because you know, I've gone to tours and stuff and they may just put the booties on.
Oh, absolutely.
Make sure you're not tracking anything in from the last farm you were at. So,
right.
You know. It's a good thing to take advantage of when it's available.
So that should be fun for people to take advantage of that. The whole goal is to kind of educate people on farming, the equipment that's used, how it works, kind of like the truck show, as well as, you know, educating people on their food sources and where they come from.
And we're kind of an agricultural area.
Exactly. So, as an agriculture area, you know, the city decided to kind of take charge of that and take advantage of it and do something with it and promote the industry that surrounds our town.
And a lot of times people don't realize that even if the kids live on a farm, they only know that aspect of farming.
Exactly.
If they're a crop farmer or dairy or whatever, they don't see the other stuff. They have the Project Red over at the expo center there for the kids, and it's surprising, you know, because they may know one cow from another. But you get to the sheep and the pigs and all the other stuff, and that's all new to them. It gives them expansion of their...
Right. Each of those industries they're similar, but yet so different at the same time. So
there's always something to learn out on the farm.
Yeah.
And you say this is your first one?
This will be the first one. This is a brand new event.
Is that a little stomach nodding type of thing, you know, to see how it goes? Because, you know,
it is.
The first one you say, well, this worked well, we'll revamp this a little bit.
Right.
But you're always worried on the first one.
Yeah, the first one, it's been challenging to plan. I know Darren has taken the big lead on that, Darren Seaman, and he's been great on lining things up. And I just kind of help do what he needs help with.
But every event had a first one.
Exactly.
You're not going through anything different than anybody else did Maritime Festival or all the other things that go on.
Right, so we'll get through our first one and hopefully it goes well, and then we can revamp and make changes and make it better for next year.
Terrific. And usually at the first ones, you're very open to comments about what people would like to see. Oh,
we always are. In any of our events, you know, if anybody has some feedback that might help make it better or, you know, more pleasant for those in attendance, you know, absolutely. Feedback's always welcome.
You're not having a cow chip tossing contest?
No, they're talking about possibly a mooing contest.
Ooh. A mooing contest.
A mooing contest.
There you go.
See who can do the best moo.
Make them wear a moo-moo. Have moo-moos available when they're performing.
Yeah.
All right. And then you got salsa tasting. As we get closer to cooler weather, we start getting into the heat.
Yeah. Labor Day weekend, September 3rd, we'll have the chamber will have its salsa tasting, and downtown businesses will have different varieties of salsas to taste. And you can go check them all out and vote for your favorite one.
And it's amazing how different salsas can be. I mean, it's you think of it in the store. Yeah. This is a little aisle, and this is salsa, and they all look the same. But when people make it on their own, they make it their own.
And not two of them will look the same. Or taste the same. They're all different, completely different.
Green stuff always scares me a little bit.
Well, that's usually indicative of hives, and you know. Grown men don't like to cry.
You know. So the businesses do the salsa, and then September 17th, then they do their chili. So we move from salsa right into chili a couple weeks later.
And chili is one of those things where a lot of the differences come. You've had white chilies and everything else. I mean, we all think of what we had as kids as chili, but people make it their own again, and they doctor it up in ways you might never imagine.
You never know what you're going to find for chilies out there. It's quite interesting to go and taste the different varieties. And I know people love it. They plan it and come back every year.
That's the 17th of September.
That is September 17th. That's the Harvest Festival and Chili Cook-Off.
And pie competition.
That is the pie competition as well. So anyone can enter, you know, a pie. If they're really good at making a certain kind of pie, they can bring it to the visitor center and have it judged. And then we do sell the pieces afterwards.
Yeah,
once the judges are done,
you can, if you get there early and find one you'd want to try, you can save yourself a piece of pie.
So, yeah.
And it's all part of a fundraiser again.
Yes. Yep.
Keep these events going and keep the city lively all year long.
Yeah, we try to plan things throughout the year and keep having reasons for people to come back to town and things for people to do. So that's the main thing.
And we happen to be out there that day, too.
You are.
We have a Corvette around here somewhere.
Corvette giveaway that day.
Is that the big day?
That's the big day.
We sit out there and give people that have registered and gotten a car key an actual key and see if that one will start it.
So that's a huge draw for the whole event. And
we're going to get a key today for it to come in?
You'd have to answer one of Max's questions, and you'd never figure it out. But there's a whole lot going on, and you're in the wintertime, too. You have the soup tasting. And you've got the lighted parade and all kinds of things.
Yes.
So Harbor Beach is active all year long.
We try to be. That's the goal.
But the next one is Saturday.
This Saturday.
This is your truck show, 4th annual. Be downtown. For the public, it's like 10 till 5 or 6 in the evening when things taper off. But if you're one of the truckers or if you're going to bring a truck, try to get there about 9 o'clock, you say, and then you can register and get everybody a position on the street where they can best show off their vehicles.
Right.
Trucks, semis, vintage trucks, new, old. As long as you think it's of interest, come on, bring it out and show it in downtown Harbor Beach, right along the main drag.
10-4.
Oh, gee, my gosh. We're doing convoy here. Do they even use that anymore?
Okay. You got to go out on the road sometime and listen to the CB. That's
the
entertainment.
The CB is still going. I thought with cell phones and everything else, maybe all of that had kind of gone by the
bike. Driving truck, though. Lots of rules now.
Oh, it was with CB, too. But again, it's this Saturday. Come on out downtown Harbor Beach. Just parking in the city lots around town and meander about, see what they have to show, and maybe pick up a few pointers if you have your own vehicle you're looking to spiff up a little bit.
Perfect.
Absolutely. We look forward to seeing everyone.
thanks for being with us today, and I hope you get a good turnout. Sounds like good weather, according to our forecast thus far.
Thus far, you never know how it'll change, but let's hope it stays.
And that's that whole butterfly effect where flapping wings in Arizona changes the weather in Michigan. But yeah, Saturday, 10 a.m. till about 5:30 p.m. in the afternoon. All the events are in Harbor Beach for the Truck Show 4th Annual. Thanks for being with us today. Our guests today have been...
Oh boy.
Tom Donnellan.
I had it right here and I'm looking at it. And also Kelly Joe Asantoski with the City and Chamber of Commerce. So again, it's this weekend. Harbor Beach, the place to be, 10 a.m. till about 5:30 p.m. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.